Yep. What's
Well,
up?
listen. We're 1 week away. You hate when people say listen. Every time I say
How do you
listen.
Remember that shit?
Because I always say listen.
Oh, my
And I remember
God.
You always saying, I hate when people say listen.
People at work do that now on purpose because they know I hate it.
Yeah, so listen. We're 1 week away from Christmas Eve, and we're 2 weeks away from the end of the year. What better time to get together and regurgitate the year that has been such a lovely year?
And as is now our new custom, we're only doing year-end recaps. That's all we got time for.
That's all we got time for.
And we need.
And we're going to do 365 days.
We need to take it easy on ourselves. We can't be talking about bad news every week. Be jumping off the house. This is the Mother Function Podcast. Get ready for some fun. Wonder if Kyle will be pissed that we didn't use his again.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure once a year he waits and then stews over not using that Kyle McDonald's intro.
Sorry.
I'm sure right now after he hears that he's writing a letter to our staff.
Editor? No.
Editor.
What the fuck is it?
Our staff.
Podcast.
Our podcast
Does this
program
sound
directors.
With a sock?
I think so.
Okay, fine.
I didn't notice the difference the first time.
It was sounding pretty windy. So anyways, what's going on?
Hey, you know, it's what, December 17th, 2017.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, we're a week away from Christmas, a couple weeks away from the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to shoot Errol a message and say, look, it's time that you and I reconvene and talk about the year that has been. As you know, that's because that's what we do.
Yes. I love the fact that this conversation took place in the comments on Large Marge's birthday on
your
Facebook page.
That was the greatest. Every once in a while, social media will tickle me with something. And then I see this picture that Large Marge was born on, or died or was born?
No, born that day. I
born
think.
On December 8th,
yeah.
1931.
Yeah, 37.
And it was on December 8th when it popped up, and I thought, this is clever. There's some clever people out there making memes and stuff.
Was she born the day John Lennon was killed and fucking Dimebag Darrell were killed? Possibly.
That was the 8th, wasn't it?
They were, I think. I don't know. Whatever.
It's always that day of the year where I see all these John Lennon documentaries pop up. I'm like, this is a coincidence. Why am I seeing all these John Lennon documentaries?
Imagine no possessions, said the richest man in pop music.
So what do we got? What are we going to do?
Well,
what are we going to do?
I wasn't kidding. We're winging this one, it seems.
100%.
Normally.
Is there more than 100%? Because that's how much
there
we're winging.
There is not. No.
Maybe 110. Hockey players like to use that. 110%.
I like it when they say 101 because that's conservatively bragging. Or
I like
impossible.
I like 110. I'm going to give my 110%.
I know. It sounds good.
I'm going to explode doing this podcast.
Right. It's funny because like I was cleaning out the basement the other day and I found your fucking stack of every cheat sheet or whatever sheet that you brought to every podcast in the previous years, and it's like, holy crap, they're all in order. They're all, like, clipped together in a safe, dry place.
Those will be worth something someday. Oh,
yeah. We'll bundle them with your Sidney Crosby rookie card. Maybe get $504.
Does anybody want a Sidney Crosby rookie card? An Upper Deck. I'm looking to sell it tonight.
It was an Upper Deck?
Upper Deck. I believe it's Upper Deck.
It
had nice
the
card.
Holographic
yep.
logo. Yeah.
It's a nice card, and I just don't know what to do with it. I feel like I've been hanging on to it long enough that somebody out there who's a Pens fan or a Crosby fan or a card collector would
what
probably
year
benefit.
Was that?
2005.
Five. Okay.
So I don't even know how much it's worth.
You haven't thought about it. Keep not thinking about it. Hang on to it. I have a. Oh, it's not here anymore. I have an unopened Ertl Dukes of Hazzard car from 1981.
Oh, I think it said Steve Urkel.
That's 2 or 3 years after the show started, and I checked on eBay. They're worth a cool $20 US.
The little
dinky.
The little dinky car.
Yeah.
$20, that's it.
Yeah. Unopened. Original card, original bubble.
See, that's the thing. That's why I thought, I see this card every day, and I'm like, I should just, I don't want to give it to somebody because I know there's some worth to it.
You keep getting farther away.
I know, I'm
the room's slanted here.
Is it slanted? Okay, yes. Let me get close.
I'm just worried you could pull your headphones out, and then you're going to shock yourself. Poor Justin's, looks like an old lady trying to get out of a waterbed.
Elsa!
You're still going away.
I'm going as soon as I cross my legs, I move backwards. I'm trying to get comfortable here.
Yeah, I know.
So, I contacted our friends at Flipboard.com.
Oh, good. I forgot.
And because I know they're always on top of... I'm rolling away still. I know they're on top of news stories and the comings and goings of life. So I said to my buddy there, I said, you know what? Shoot me some of the stuff that happened here this year. Because Errol and I, we... Outside of a couple things, I don't pay attention to a lot that happens. I do, but I don't.
Yeah.
I do, but I just don't care.
Sure, there's that. I think the not caring couples with the forgetting, or leads to the forgetting.
Yeah, you put them together, and it's just nothing. I know how to get home and to eat.
I've occasionally gone the wrong way to go home. Like, I'm either heading to Sackville, but it's not my night to go to Sackville, and I'm halfway there. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, great.
I was saving that gas for tomorrow. Cook.
Beautiful Memron Cook.
I guess I'll go to the liquor store here. Why not?
Let's see I'm going to go through what our friends here sent us from Flipboard.com. we can maybe start light. We can start with maybe television and film.
That's fine.
Okay?
That works.
This is right down. This is in your wheelhouse. Uh-huh. Television and film, uh-huh. More so than me. Like I kind of, I'll see things.
Films, film maybe more than TV, but yeah, sure.
It looks like a picture of Game of Thrones here.
Don't know.
yeah, I never. I don't be great.
I'm not a gamer.
Neither am I.
I said that at a party one time at a nerd party.
Really?
Well, a party populated by more
gamers.
More like no. I thought everybody had been talking about Game of Thrones. It was in like its second or third season,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And like. The third or fourth person at that party asked me if I was up to date on it. I'm like, yeah, man, I just don't play video games. And they looked at me like, oh, no, you're serious. Why are you here?
Yeah, I'm with you. I just see the previews or the, you know, when they talk about the upcoming season. And I'm bored from the previews. I'm like, this looks terrible.
I heard this would be the last season because the books are done.
Well, I think that's probably why it's made a headline here.
Okay.
Maybe it's the last season of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So what do you have to say about that?
I wish I had something funny to say and snarky to say. I have no... Okay, I'll tell you one thing.
Is Khaleesi going to get naked?
Okay, is that the white-haired queen?
I don't know. I just know the name and some girl always gets naked.
Okay, I know the brothers and sisters bang each other all the time. But anyways, like, yeah, that girl, and she was the one that was in Terminator Genesis, right? The one with the white wig and has the dragons?
Yeah.
Okay. But she was all over fucking social media like the second or third season, around that time that I made that horrible misspoke. And I got fed up, and I used to, you know, participate in Facebook a little bit, and I typed in, why is that white-haired chick all over the fucking place? And I got bombarded with, like, polite, nasty posts about how hot she is and I'm missing the point or what the fuck and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
For comments like when you make say something about Star Wars, those kind of people are like, keep your comments to yourself. We enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Why'd you even bother?
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So something happened with Game of Thrones. We think it's the last season.
I think that's what they're probably up.
Will and Grace. I guess they came back. Did they?
Yeah. Steph watched it. I think.
Is it funny? Okay. Well, hey, there we go.
All of it.
You loved it. Did you love all of it?
No, I meant, is it a network thing or was it a binge thing on Netflix that came out in one day?
I think it's a network thing.
They still do that.
They still do that, network shows. So, yeah, I didn't watch it the first time, and I didn't watch it the second time. We heard the quote, I loved it. So that, to me, I'm taking that.
I've always more or less enjoyed what I've seen in the past. It was like, it's not like something that wants to drive you over fucking the edge.
Now,
it's
was this
bad.
On... What day was this on before? Was it a Thursday night thing?
I think Thursday was the good night,
because I
want to
say I'd watch Seinfeld, and then that was it.
The mega hits were Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, like I watched Seinfeld, and then like maybe a Cheers, and then I was out.
Right.
Like I never dealt with the 10:30 sitcom, which would probably have been Will and Grace.
Sounds right.
I just didn't bother.
No.
I was off doing who knows what then. in 1996.
I was going to say, what fucking year?
I don't know. I don't know when that would have been. Have you ever watched Girls?
Again, Steph has, and I've seen it peripherally.
I think that's done.
That sounds right.
Listen
too.
To our reviews. This is
nothing.
This is cutting. We're here. We are edgy, and we are on top of things.
What's going to happen that we won't be able to talk about next time? This show's off.
Lena Dunham.
I'm not a fan.
Is great.
Didn't? Oh, are you?
I don't know.
He winked at me, and I didn't see it. No. It's funny because like a lot of people pile on her for like misspeaking or whatever, saying things out of turn or like just being like, just I don't know, being inconsistent in
she's,
her
I think
dealings
she just
of
talks
life.
Too much.
I think that's probably the
like,
main
she,
problem.
She has to know when to kind of shut up.
Yeah.
Not in a mean way, but just like,
No.
I think she talks herself into trouble.
Choose your battles or whatever.
Yeah. She's like, I got to battle everything.
Self edit or whatever. Self censor.
Do what Woody Harrelson does. Just
play your bongos naked. No, that was him.
That was the other Woody Harrelson. That guy from Days and Confused.
I liked him better when his name was Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, me too. Spike Lee. I don't know what happened there. Mm.
No, Steph watched his new show. Is it Blackish? Spike Lee? No. What is it? Oh, the girl that has sex all the time. That's what it's called. I swear to God, I'm on my computer here. The living room's just beside the work office, whatever. Literally, all I hear is like, yeah. Like, oh my God! Like, what? What's porn's unnecessary?
That's how you get viewers now.
I know, and I'm not being prudish, but it's like it doesn't. Well, I mean, I don't know about that show, but anytime I see that shit, it's just there. It doesn't add anything, really.
What show are we talking about?
It's called The Girl Who Fucks Everybody by Spike Lee. The girl has a bad habit of sex. What is it?
She's gotta have it.
Quotes, sex.
Again, 2017, that show is doing something. I don't know.
I've heard it was great. I'm not the biggest Spike Lee fan. I don't not like him. I just haven't seen a lot of his stuff.
The finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I'm a fan of.
Did you watch it?
Okay, listen. I'm a fan of this. This is a weird thing. I'm a fan of the show,
yeah.
And I've seen most episodes, but not in order.
Right.
And I haven't seen anything from this last year, but I love it, so I'm going to say it's probably great.
I've heard mixed reviews about it.
Really?
Where it's like, it's too mean. It's not just snarky. It's really mean at points where it's like, oh, that's kind of, ew, you feel a little icky or something.
Never,
I've heard.
Never has that ever happened to me when I watch anything.
Yeah, we're
especially light. Especially any character from that show.
No.
Like Larry David.
Yeah, I mean, that's his whole MO.
He could be mean to me and I'd still laugh, I'm sure.
There are stories about him, like when he was an early stand-up, he'd go in, grab the mic, look at the crowd, just say, nope, and leave. Because he could tell right away, it's like, this isn't going to go well. He wouldn't even do it.
I love that.
Yeah. Or he'd get in fights with audience members, like real fights. Like he'd leave the mic on the stick and just walk to the edge of the stage. Can you imagine seeing that guy like 25 years younger with that energy he would have had then?
It would have been great.
Being that fucking neurotic about whatever.
It would have been great. So I don't know if it's over or not, but Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think it's
winding down. Did they leave it? Or did they leave? Did they release the whole...
I don't know if that's what I mean. I don't know if it's done yet. I know I still see it. I think it's on tonight. I think it's a Sunday night thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's another network thing still.
In film,
uh-huh.
We had, what did we have go on this year in film? Superheroes.
Yeah, I didn't see very many of them. We did watch Wonder Woman. And I was making breakfast at the same time. And I didn't see all of it, but it did look cool. It looked better than the other shit.
I know with Wonder Woman, I rented this on iTunes. I got a receipt for Wonder Woman from iTunes saying, like, you have 7 days to watch this. And I don't know how that happened. And I never watched it, even though
you didn't order it?
No, but it said I did. And it gave me a notice every day of, like, hey, watch this movie. It's going to expire. And it just expired, and I just never watched it.
Right.
I could have. Although I know that the girl who hosted, or who was the Wonder Woman, I think hosted SNL.
Oh, is that right? That's weird because she can't speak English.
It was the worst. It was terrible.
She doesn't seem very... Well, no,
what's her name?
Gal Gadot?
Yes.
She's not a... She's either an athlete or a model. I think she was an athlete. that started dabbling in acting, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you look exactly like Wonder Woman. Can you act? She can't even talk.
Oh, my God. They wrote all the sketches they wrote her into are just, I don't know if it was the writing, if it was her. It was bad.
She can't bring anything to the table in that
No,
kind of
she
thing.
Brought nothing. No. It was like she just read the cards and yeah. Next.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Wonder Woman was probably garbage.
Sucky poopy. No. It was good.
It was not a great movie.
But that's because like she's not in a fucking live, a live television presentation or whatever. Like, you know, she's
Wonder
edited
Woman.
All to shit.
Now, is that like the equivalent to Superman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's the gender. She's the best of the, or the strongest or whatever, powerful of the women superheroes.
So.
And they dated. In the comics.
Really?
I think so. I think they're the only two that can have sex with each other without blowing each other
out. I figured there's got to be something there. Some of the best movies were what? Wonder Woman. There was The Lure.
What?
Yeah, The Lure.
Spell that.
L-U-R-E.
What the hell
Lure?
Is that?
Lure. Thelma. Remember that one?
Oh, I thought you were talking about superhero movies still.
No, I'm just going through some of the best movies from 2017.
Okay, I don't know about these yet.
Super Dark Times. Didn't see it.
Nope.
Ex Libris. Didn't see it.
What?
Atomic Blonde.
I heard it wasn't so great, and I kind of wanted to see it.
Lady Bird.
I heard that's one of the best movies of the year.
Really?
Yeah. I want to see it.
What's Lady Bird?
It's about a
politician.
It's about a dog. That can smell real good.
The Square.
Nope.
Sure. Good Time.
Holy
smokes, I haven't seen a movie in 13 years.
Yeah.
Lucky.
That's ringing a bell. Well, I'll mention one that we did see was Spider-Man Homecoming. That was super good because
Spider-Man going to the prom?
No, it's in reference to
the football team?
A comic story arc that I don't read comics, but it's like it's when he's still a teenager in high school and he's trying to balance his life with, you know, with saving the
That's
city.
That's a movie?
Yes, because like in The Avengers 2, he made his first appearance in the Marvel superhero movie universe because the Spider-Man property was owned by Sony and they were making those movies on their own, not in the Marvel universe. So Marvel could not touch Spider-Man, even though Spider-Man's a Marvel character, right? Because Sony owned the movie rights of Spider-Man. So the last two reboots of the Spider-Man movies were not well received and started making less and less money, and Sony started panicking. So they struck a deal with Marvel saying, like, okay, we're going to maybe sell you part of the rights back. And so they put Spider-Man as a cameo in the big fight scene of Avengers 2, and everybody lost their shit because he was like really, it was good. It was such a good tease, and they did really, the costume looked perfect like the comic book. It didn't look cheesy. The actor was funny and like, you know, young teenagery, you know, same fucked up shit.
Great shape, really nice eyes.
Right? Yeah, sure. So, anyways, they did make a movie, a standalone, and it's based on whatever storybook.
Real
arc.
Webs came out of his,
no,
out of his wrists.
The one thing that I didn't like about the movie was that Tony Stark, Iron Man, made his suit, so it had all this tech in it. So he had what do you call that, AI in it that would talk to him and stuff.
Okay.
And I don't know about that, man. It had all these like special features and shit. But the thing, all that aside, every superhero movie for the last fucking 8-9 years has been at the end a giant blue laser that's going to destroy the Earth or bring aliens from space or whatever, turn everybody into
isn't
fucking crocodiles.
Isn't that the whole premise of superhero?
I don't know. I never read comics. I just like what the characters look like when I was a kid. I'd look at them.
Yeah.
But this Spider-Man movie was good because it was a small story. He's just in Queens and maybe on a school trip to Washington or some shit, and the bad guy is just a regular human who had an edge with...
Harvey Weinstein?
No. No, he found some alien technology.
Hey, you want to see something, Spidey?
Okay, you know what it was? Michael Keaton played the Vulture, and that's finally one supervillain they hadn't used yet. So the thing was,
Batman.
Well, he was I know, but it was cool because like he's like the most quietly evil villain in a superhero movie in a while. Like you couldn't tell he was evil. And the thing was, he became the Vulture because he has a construction, or he was a contractor, and they were cleaning up all the fucking damage the Avengers had done by saving the city. So they find all this alien tech, and they start stealing some of it, and like retro, what do you call that?
Retrofitting?
Yeah, or no, but when you find something, you have to like take it apart to find out how it works. Sort of retrofitting. I don't know.
Taking it apart?
Yes, and
Yeah. Jigging it?
And then they made his Vulture suit with jetpacks and fucking weird guns in it and shit. So it was very, like, plausible is not the right way to say it, but it wasn't, like, so impossible that it's like, well, I'm checking out, man. Nothing makes sense. It's just a dude in a fucking jetpack stealing shit. Like in the cartoons, he's just stealing shit. That's all he was doing. He wasn't trying to take over the goddamn city either.
He was just doing regular bad guy
stealing
stuff.
Shit to support his family. It was like, oh, cool. It's like the goddamn cartoon.
I completely missed it.
It's good.
Did you see the killing of a sacred deer?
Yep. I mean, no.
I called him Morgan. What are these movies? Is this from this year?
I think you're reading movies from, like, the wrong country.
I don't know any. Columbus?
What? About Christopher Columbus?
Maybe.
The guy that discovered
Marjorie
Earth?
Prime? Dunkirk? Holy moly. Lady Macbeth?
Dunkirk, I heard, is amazing. That's Chris... Yeah, Christopher
Nolan. Okay, so maybe this is one of those really intense, like, I'm a movie critic.
Maybe. But Dunkirk is about the landing at World War One at...
Well, I like that kind of stuff.
Not Normandy. Fuck, where was World War One landing? The boats. Not World War Two.
Wasn't that Normandy?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, boy.
Might be. Dunkirk. It was in Dunkirk. Dunkirk, Maine.
Dunkirk, Ireland. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So
I heard that was great.
Let's. Do we go into music?
No. We might as well. Okay. Can we do, for Pop Plus Minus, we can do any pop culture.
Anything you want.
Okay, well, I'm saving something for that.
Okay. I'm just looking at the review, this year in review, and it looks like it's like been the last couple years where... Ton of garbage mixed with Chris Stapleton.
Who's that again?
I think he's the country guy who was like, you got to listen to him. He's like all the old country guys.
Oh.
I'm like, great. What a selling feature. He sounds like old country. Next.
I already listened to that.
Yeah. Why don't I just listen to old country? Well, no, it's like new country, but it's old. He's got a beard and a coat.
Of course. He doesn't wear a cowboy hat. He wears like a trucker hat.
I think he's got, like, he looks like The Undertaker, but with a beard.
Oh, did you just say that?
Yeah.
I meant before. Never mind.
No,
next.
I don't think I've said that before. But
no, I meant, like, a minute ago. Forget it.
I think that's what he looks like.
Oh, God.
So I think I have Alzheimer's. I see he's in the he's in the headlines here of the year interview. Sharon Jones
stuff.
Died from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I was sad.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
an artist, okay? There's an artist.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, Pink. Something about Pink, who's always just...
Of course.
She's always just passively, aggressively mad about
is
something.
She?
Oh, every time I see her videos, it's always about, bullying and, like, standing up for yourself.
Okay.
But ad nauseum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, this is the 17th album you made about bullying and standing up for yourself. How about singing about what happens after that?
Right.
Oh. books. Yeah, hey, you want to hear something about the books of 2017?
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
How many books did you read this year?
One. Well, I'm not even finished it. I started it this summer.
I love starting a book. I get all excited
about
it, and I'm like, ooh, this is my book. You know,
yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
And I read it, and I feel really good about reading it.
Did you read something this year?
I probably read 30 things this year.
Oh, you did?
I didn't finish it.
Didn't finish them, okay. I'm reading Stranger in the Woods, The North Pond Hermit from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
He eluded capture for 27 years, mostly by stealing stuff from cottages and stuff. And he found this space, like, long story short, he just, like, was sick of life in 80, 81, something like that. He was, like, 20 years old. He'd graduated college. He's, like, bought a car, Subaru Brat or something like that. He lived in Maine. He drove all the way to Florida, drove all the way back, drove past his parents' house, kept going north, like, whatever. And he drove farther and farther into the woods, like, you know, like on a secondary road, then a tertiary road, then like a logger trail. Then it was like driving down this like fucking footpath until he couldn't go anymore. And like just left his car there, took off. Nobody saw him again for 27 years. And he traipsed around a bit for the first year or so trying to find a perfect spot. And then he found this spot that was like surrounded by boulders. And it was like insane. Like, I guess I've seen pictures and it's like, yeah, how would anybody ever
find this book
in there? Well, it's...
I fancy myself
one of these days I want to try it, you know, because I'm a weirdo like that.
I'm gonna disappear for 27 years.
Well, no, like it.
Promise me we'll do a podcast when you get back.
Well, we will. I won't be able to talk anymore.
what has happened? I don't know. I've been in the woods for 27
Anyways,
years.
It's pretty interesting because he stole. Oh, he's the most prolific B&E artist of all time because he had over 1,000 B&Es. Never got caught. Like, he'd go in and steal nothing valuable, like food. Non-perishable.
Well, that's
food.
How you do it.
Yeah,
people who do B&Es are stupid.
Right. Occasionally, take
break
like a mattress.
Stuff, steal,
he never broke in. He was really good at, like, you know, wiggling a lock open or opening a window. And if the front door was locked, what'd he do? Once he got in the window of the cottage, he'd steal whatever, take the pins off the door hinges, and open the door that way and unlock it or whatever. Put the pins back in so he could take the mattress out. I don't know. It was fucking cool. Like, he never broke anything. He never, and he, you know. He'd steal like a watch or a book or a propane tank and never
so he
money.
He was like responsible.
Well, he always felt terrible when he said when he broke in, but he did it to live. That's it. And whatever. And then people he would get fans, like people would leave out like grocery lists, like what do you need? Because they know he's breaking into their place and they'd be like, they want to help him. Other people like super pissed, like catch this fucking asshole. He's stealing my shit. And he's scaring my family. There'd be people sitting up on their porch like all night, every night for their vacation with a gun in case he showed up. And he's like, you know, too smart for that.
Well, I feel like a dummy because I was reading like Mike Tyson's biography. It's about a boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Who had a lisp and had a high-pitched voice.
And he loved using seven-syllable words in the wrong.
Yeah. I was wondering, you know, you might have heard of him. He's
yeah.
a boxing
I saw his cartoon.
He did.
He has a haunted dog.
I ate his cereal. So, let's see here. Books, yeah. Oh, politics. That's always fun. Boy. Hey, did you hear Donald Trump's not doing good?
Mm-hmm. And they're...
Insert Donald Trump joke.
But he's next, right? For being actually, like, you know, taken down for sexual misconduct. They're trying to get something together with all the fucking evidence they have against him.
Well, I feel like one of these 48 things that he's done wrong, something should probably take him down.
Yeah. Like, what's the thing, the list of words? It's almost like his George Carlin list of seven naughty words. Can't say things on the news anymore or whatever. I don't know if it was like his press secretary who can't say them or like he wants to ban them from actual like broadcasting or whatever. Like can't say fetus or truthiness or fuck, I can't remember. Like a bunch of words that are like what? Or like science-based. That's a term he can't use anymore. He doesn't want to use anymore. Crazy shit. Like the guy's from a different fucking planet.
I don't even know what else to say about the guy. Hasn't already been said.
There
like,
isn't
who anything cares? Left to say. I so don't even care about him.
No. He's not our president. I didn't vote for him.
Exactly. I didn't vote. And I wouldn't have.
No.
And I everybody who he's surrounded with like all these people that
it's
come
like
and go. They're just weird. Everything's just weird about it.
Yeah. His latest press secretary, she's like this goggle-eyed woman like that looks like she could kill you.
Yeah, she's so mean.
Ugh.
Like you wouldn't even want to have a conversation with her because you know she'd be like, if you're at a restaurant, she would always be like asking to get her. You know, she'd be taking. You know, there's hair in my spaghetti, but it would tell you, you know, tell you to go screw yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
She's that kind of girl. Yeah. So we're almost 1 year into the presidency of Donald Trump and. He hasn't taken down ISIS.
Nope.
Remember, he said he was going to do that.
First week.
That's the one thing I was
looking
for. First
week, we're going to take care of ISIS. The wall will be half done.
Okay.
We'll own Canada. Terrific.
That's not bad.
What?
But I think the Trump impression's all like, it's mostly visual, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like
I don't like Baldwin's anymore. I thought everybody
it was funny
did it
in the
before.
Beginning.
I know, but that's what I mean. Now it's like it's almost a parody of itself being a parody.
That's the problem I find.
His lips are too, like, mooshed out. Like he smelled poop.
SNL kind of, I don't know if the writers this year, weird. I don't know if they have a new bunch of writers there. It's weird.
For so long, there were so many like good clips that would turn up like in, well, social media, I guess. Like, you know, check this out if you missed the show on Saturday. It's the best thing they ever did. I don't see that shit anymore.
There's not a lot of great stuff.
No.
Nothing's
good.
But they're Donald Trump.
Why don't we just stop recording? This sucks.
Wait, it gets better. Let's talk about collusion.
What?
I don't know.
Regarding
let's talk about Neil Gorsuch. Why don't we?
Huh?
Well, let's talk about the travel ban. Why don't we?
What was the Neil Gorsuch?
Neil Gorsuch? I don't know. He was another one of these Trump things. Like, there's too many stories.
I can't follow it all.
I don't care enough.
Too busy sleeping.
What else? Outside of Canadian politics, Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
I wish you guys could
I saw him at a hockey game last night. I was like, all right. Oh, yeah. Every time I see him, I'm like, right, that's our prime minister. I forgot. Like, I forget all about that guy. And then I kind of go, okay, that's cool. And
well, he's not doing anything too stupid, so it's hard to, like, you know.
Yeah, no. Gord Downie dies, and he cries, and then everybody shits on him for crying.
Like, oh, did they?
You could be spending time.
Oh, right.
Fixing our roads.
What sucks is like they were actually friends. It wasn't a PR stunt. They were fucking friends.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever. I'm not trying to defend him. I don't give a care either way. But whatever.
I think that's the last thing I saw before last night's hockey game. Him crying about Gord Downie dying, and then I didn't see him again since he was elected. So I've seen him three times, I think.
Right.
So I guess he's doing a good job.
Yeah, but of course there's people. You know, he's been in power for long enough that he's gotten like so many dissidents. Happens with every fucking leader of whatever country. It's like yeah.
Why do we bother?
I don't know. It's all the same.
Oh boy.
Elbowgate. Was that a year?
Yeah,
2 years and a half ago. Of course.
You want to talk about conflict and tragedy? Why not?
Always.
Why not? We're on a high point.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it.
Okay.
Well, let's see. There was a... how many shootings were there?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Well, now you don't even hear about them all, I don't think.
No, I know.
If they're not... If there's less than 10 people, it doesn't make the news cycle for more than a day.
Yeah. 10 is not making CNN.
No!
15.
How sad
maybe
is that?
15, you might see Anderson Cooper say, by the way, 15 right. people were shot in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. Like, how many people died in Las Vegas? At that country show?
50-some?
Yeah, okay.
57?
And 100 or more were injured?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
So we had that. That was probably the top one.
Right.
Which is horrible.
Yep.
And I'm sure there was more after that.
Of course. And, like, I'm seeing tiny sparks in my head about, like, some news tidbits about, like, more shootings. And I'm like, I can't even, like, remember anymore.
We can't even... there's so many you can't even remember.
There's too many. Like, yeah. And, like, they weren't... And how sad is it to say, like, if it's not 10... If it's only 9 or whatever, you know, it's like, that's not like, whatever.
Well, that's tragic.
God damn.
North Korea. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What is happening?
Sounds like a couple of in-laws who hate each other.
Well, I don't.
You suck. No, you suck.
You suck. Like, really? Is this what's going on? Cannot somebody go there and be like, and sit down with this guy and say, hey, what are you doing?
I
don't get this.
I got in a quasi argument, debate, fight, whatever at work about Trump, mainly because it had been I don't know how many days in a row that it came up in conversation. I'm like, I'm just so sick of hearing the guy's fucking name.
Yeah.
I don't even care about debating whatever. And I just like I kind of had like a mini pretend meltdown, like, enough. I can't take this shit anymore. No more Trump. And the other guy's like, what the fuck? And like, I think he thought that like I was going to start like, you know, being anti-Trump or whatever. And I was like, no. And he wouldn't stop with it. And I'm just like, I'm just fucking sick of it. You don't understand. And then, again, he kept going. And I'm like, you're starting to sound like a Trump apologist. I know you're not. But he's just trying to play the devil's advocate.
You know what? I think that's the problem with that whole deal in U.S. is that it's not even Trump anymore. It's it's everybody.
Yeah.
Like, read the comments on social media. And you can only scroll through about 6 before you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
People are, what's wrong?
Fine if he has a bunch of fucking policies and ideas that you don't agree with, but like, God damn, he's just so
You don't have to say something.
You don't
have to say anything about it.
I know.
People feel like they have to say something. Like, here's what I think about it.
But I wish he had at least had, like, decorum and wasn't such a fucking psycho wise ass, like, weirdo, fly off the handle, like.
But because you're against the travel ban, it doesn't make me look at you and go, what a good citizen. Of course. If I said, hey, Errol, I'm not for throwing kids in front of trains, you're not going to high-five me and be like, good job, buddy.
Right.
You're like, yeah, of course. You don't do that.
Right.
It's common sense.
Right, right.
People lack it.
Right.
And this guy. See this guy?
Yes.
Fat face, North Korean kid. God almighty. Someone's got to just... There's got to be someone to step up who's like the president of the world and be like, whoa.
Well,
whoa.
If those regimes could stop happening, like that undemocratic thing, you know, like he's what is he, the grand emperor or the fucking, he's considered like almost a god.
You can't tell me all these people in this country think this guy it makes sense.
No, but most of them are brainwashed enough to just do what needs to be done to not be fucking shot.
Like we were told about the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and all this stuff. Yeah.
But
Jesus,
they're so isolated. They're so cut off from the world that it doesn't. I don't know if that popped up into the fucking sound.
I love it.
But was that George Michael song?
I think it was George Michael, Carrie's the Whisperer.
Yeah, right.
Wham, I'm not sure.
No, it was George Michael, I think. Anyway, So, like, they're so isolated and cut off from the world that they don't know the difference.
Really?
They a lot of them, I think the vast majority of them believe it. Like, their internet, nothing. Like, they can't, you can't penetrate.
You think you get to be like
15
or 16,
they're under a dome.
And you're like, okay, wait a second.
No, it doesn't matter. They have such a tight fucking stranglehold on everything. And like I see some things like occasionally where it's like somebody's like shoved a fucking like camera card up their cooch or their fucking arsehole, just to get 10 photos out of the real shit that's going down there, because that's the only way they could. They can't, like, they can't fucking transmit it. This is like Star Wars shit, where it's like they couldn't transmit something through the space. They have to fucking smuggle in a fucking media device.
Well, that's what I keep hearing, but I'm like, no, it can't be.
Mm-hmm.
How?
And it's been that way for so long that that's the norm for them, and I think they just got successful at it. And they don't have a lot of blowback from their fucking citizens. So
like,
it doesn't
they think this guy doesn't have an arsehole. Like, that's like a real thing. Like, they don't think Kim Jong-un or whatever the guy is now. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un. Like, he doesn't shit. Like, he has no
Right. Yeah,
This is a real thing.
That's what I mean. He's part God to them.
Unreal.
Yes.
Texas had a shooting. I saw this here.
So Remember right. That was last month, right?
Yeah.
Or this month.
Yeah, good thing they all got guns down there.
Yeah.
You
know what to stop this? More guns.
More guns.
Guns
moving
under the pulpits.
Well,
guns under the pulpits, under the pews.
We could get into this whole scandal thing, but we're just going to end up talking about Harvey Weinstein. And,
I know.
And
Wait. That sounds like a good thing to come back to.
It is a doozy.
Yeah.
And we, you know what? You and I are like Mary Hart and John Tesh when it comes to scandal. So you're right. Let's take a break and get back into this.
We'll be right back. We're back.
You ready for some scandal?
Always.
Boy, do I have some juicy scandal here.
Ugh, gross.
Gross scandal. 2017 is going to go down in history as being the probably the
Great Awakening.
The Great Awakening of sexual assault.
Like the cover of Time, was it, with the women that came forward?
Came forward on who?
Well, I think it was mainly for Weinstein.
Oh, Weinstein.
Because there were so many, I think. But maybe it was like a mixture of them for different scandals. I don't remember.
Well, let's back this train right up to Bill Cosby.
January 1st. Okay.
Bill Cosby got this train rolling back in who knows what year.
A while ago. There were murmurs of it, like, for sure. But, like, you know, it only started getting traction, like, you know, obviously a couple, 3 years ago, but more than that, too. Like, but it was not so widespread.
And then that went away.
Well,
kind of.
Yeah. Like, he's not incarcerated.
It was around, but it wasn't like it is now.
Oh, yeah.
Where we got what? We got Weinstein. Let's go. Let's go through this. We got Weinstein. We got
Louis C.K.
Oh, Louis C.K., yeah.
Sucks.
What?
At least he didn't touch anybody. And I know that's horrible to say. He was totally
It didn't really surprise me
because
his act is always just kind of like, you're like,
he's almost like goading people to like check into his background to catch him.
Kind of.
It's weird. Al Franken bummed me out.
Al Franken, yeah. That seemed to be the lesser of all the evils.
Well.
The guy from the news.
Tom
Brokaw? What's his name?
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer.
With his fucking lock the door button?
Yeah, what's
that's like
that?
A mustache twirling villain thing.
Going back to
from
your
the
superhero.
40s. Like,
that's
yeah.
Like your superhero villain kind
who
of
who built him that button?
Yeah, who thought. Who? Somebody went in there and like a couple guys from a locksmith.
He gets Jimmy
company.
The janitor to come in, like, hey, you know how to wire stuff?
You mind putting a button under my desk so that when people come in, I can just lock the door so people can't come in after?
Insane.
Okay.
That sounded like so made up.
Which, and it seems weird, because when you hear that, I mean, everybody else, I was kind of surprised by
that. He would choose women that, like, he, well, obviously thought were attractive, but also that he knew well enough that it wasn't, like, just some strange, like, you know, like, he hadn't met this, like, say, intern that he thought was hot or something. Somebody that he'd worked with a bit enough that they were, like, you know, friendly, and he'd, like, invite him to his office to look at something or whatever. And once they were in there and talking for a minute, he'd lock the door and show them, like, quasi-porn stuff. Like, what do you think of this? Almost in a jokey voice to see if they'd bite. And, like, oh, this is turning me on. Let's do it right on your desk, Mr. Lauer. Mr.
Here's
Morning
News.
Here's
a sex toy for a present. thanks.
God damn it.
What do you get, Shirley?
It sucks because...
I got a bouquet. Hey, what do you get? I get this vibrator.
Got a bouquet of rubber dicks. It's funny because any like highlight clip of that guy that didn't have anything weird in it, I was like, what a stand-up dude. Like when he had Tom Cruise on, and Tom Cruise was going off about like Brooke Shields getting medicated for postpartum depression. And, like, Cruise is like, no, you just need to eat properly and exercise, and Matt, this is how it is, Matt. Like, all of a sudden, Tom Cruise is like an expert in psychology and medication. Oh, well, I did for a while. Then it was like, okay, well, he's from Mount Olympus.
Then
he doesn't
I watched
have
Days of Thunder
sense of reality.
Again, it was all good. the airplane movie he did, what's the one with the jets?
My favorite role he ever had was his Crest commercial from 1978.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, that's before he got famous. He had giant teeth.
Hey there, Siri, what's up?
we were rattling off names of at least the people that we know or had.
I'm sure there's lots more.
Oh,
right?
There's like in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, there was another
assholes.
Director guy.
Oh, Bryan Singer, the guy that did like all the X-Men movies.
Oh, I don't know.
And he's working on the Queen movie, the Freddie Mercury movie,
which never seems to come out.
Well, no, but like they're in the middle of making it, and they took a Thanksgiving break, and he didn't come back. And then there were already allegations about him. He's gay. But there were allegations of underage stuff.
Kevin Spacey.
Well, of course.
What a creep.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. I don't like anything about that guy.
You know what's funny? I never really liked that guy too much, except for a couple of roles where I was like, oh, he was great in that. But it's like he kind of, Not saying like, I knew he was a fucking creep. Not that. Just like, I never like.
Well, there was the Louis C.K. Well, actually, Louis C.K. didn't surprise me. There was the, which one surprised me? Matt Lauer
was weird.
Surprised me.
Al Franken freaked me the fuck out.
Kevin Spacey, yeah, was like, yeah, I could see this happening. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah. Even like in interviews and stuff, he seemed like over everyone in his own eyes. It's like, okay,
give me a break.
You
act in some movies. Like he did The Math and had the ugly face. What was that movie?
Oh, Pay It Forward?
Maybe.
I don't
know.
I think so.
Who cares?
He was a teacher.
Yeah,
the kid
teacher.
From Sixth Sense was in it.
Sure,
I loved him in that awesome movie there. It was a Bryan Singer movie. His first good movie.
Oh, that one, the awesome
Usual
one.
Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
He played the gimpy guy that was actually the terrorist in disguise.
I heard that was good though.
It was awesome. It's very quotable.
Oh, there was the dude from Fox News.
Refresh me.
Boy, that guy. He was.
John Fox.
Mr. Fox. I don't know. Fox News. It's already garbage. And one of the guys.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. That's his name.
Yeah.
He was, people came forward about that guy. That, yeah. Again, that's not a surprise.
No.
Let's see what else happened here from the 2017 scandal catalog. NFL player protests. Woo-hoo, remember that?
Oh, the knee.
Taking the knee. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. Why do people get all that?
Well, the NFL was already kind of starting to tank, and I think everybody got so fucking freaked out about that. Like, I heard this special on it, I don't know, on the radio or whatever it was, and it was like how the NFL is not doing great financially, and then this starts happening, and the thing is like it's in the rule book apparently that you must stand for the national anthem or whatever, but they weren't enforcing it when players were taking a knee because it would make them look like assholes if they made them stand and they're trying to protest, right? Like black rights. Or not even black, sorry, black rights. That sounds so fucking dumb. Like how there's not enough being done about all the fucking injustice versus, you know, mainly like what, black kids being shot or whatever. So it's like if they're taking a knee to protest that, it's a very visible protest to make, right? And the fact that they in the playbook, the rule book, you're supposed to make your players stand for the national anthem. If the managers or the coaches or whatever made their players stand, it would have made everybody look like assholes even more. So they didn't make them stand. And it just became this crazy, like, fucking snowball.
Just take the anthems right out of it. Well, stop playing the anthem. Why do we always have to do this anthem stuff?
I don't know.
I like the anthem.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But why is it every time we have to go to an event, you got to please stand and take off your caps for the... Like, I'm at a baseball game.
Why is it mainly sporting events that still have that? Yeah, like, what else is there that
does
that?
Go to anything that's, like, something that's important and be like, hey, let's play the anthem for this. No, I'm at a hockey game on a Saturday afternoon, and now I've got to stand for the anthem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
But you don't do it for anything else. School.
That's what I mean.
School, I get it.
Well, it used to be.
They probably don't even do it anymore.
I don't know. No, when we were kids, I think very young, and I went to a French school, like we would do, what would we do?
God, we do the anthem. We do the Queen anthem. We do the...
Yeah, it was... I don't think we did
will
the
rock you.
Canadian National Anthem. We did... Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
I'm sure there's a prayer in there somewhere.
Probably.
We did it. And I mean, it kind of makes sense when you're in school, because the kids have to learn the song.
You have to indoctrinate your kids.
I don't want to have to go see the Seattle Seahawks and have to stand there.
Please remove your caps.
Yeah.
And everybody's got that terrible hair underneath your hat. You're like, I'm not doing my hair.
Right.
I'm going to wear this football hat. Now I got to take it off, and everybody. You ever look at everybody when they've got to take off their hats? Look at all those the hat head going on.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people would appreciate it.
Everybody has
it.
The dying mushroom hair shape.
Those mushroom cuts coming back out. The hat head.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So let's see. I don't think there's much more for scandal other than that. I mean, God.
Of course there is, but like we can't like saturate the shit out of this.
No, there are business and tech news. Boy, that's exciting.
No.
iPhone 10.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Get one of those. God. Natural disasters. That was big. Hurricane Irma.
Oh, right, right.
How do you feel about that one?
Terrible.
Me too.
I hated it.
Me too. I hated everything about it.
Yep.
I saw it coming. I was like, oh, I hate this.
Yep.
This one's going to do some damage. I couldn't believe, actually, that some of the after it was showing those islands afterwards, and there was nothing there.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Like, nothing.
Literally nothing. There. Yeah.
And so this is happening at the same time as we're going,
not even animals.
Hey, they shouldn't be taking a knee for the anthem.
Right, right.
Hey, this guy can't take a knee for anything because the storm was so bad it destroyed the anthem of that country. They don't even have an anthem anymore. It's gone. Oh, you guys are worried about the football game on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
So Hurricane
and Trump throwing paper towels.
Oh, the paper towel throwing.
Holy shit.
Okay. I'm so glad you mentioned that because that was my favorite Trump thing of the whole year.
Wow.
Him tossing rolls of paper towels like he's like...
Go soak up those puddles on the backyard of your house there.
Now get
I don't have a house!
What did he say? Now get back to
maybe you
can
eat the paper towels. It's terrific. A little mustard.
The best paper towels.
Made from real California sequoia.
There were some fires.
Oh, my God, yeah.
In California.
Oh, that reminds me. Like, I haven't listened to Mark Maron's podcast in a while. I'm just too busy. And he's right in there, I think. He's in that area.
Napa. Is it Napa?
No. Well, no, but there's not just there. But anyway,
LA.
Well, notwithstanding. So I listened to his podcast, like, yesterday, the last one, with Darren Aronofsky or whatever. Turns out he moved. And he was talking about, like, the new house. And I'm like, oh, God, like, maybe his old house is burned down. I don't know. It's just weird, like, because, like, holy shit, like that. And have you seen, it's all conspiratorial shit, but, like, there are fucking weird photos where it's, like, all the trees along the sides of the road are totally still green, but all the houses are burned. It's almost like, what the fuck is this? And, like, people's conspiracy theories were, there's a special kind of bomb that has a certain type of radiation that it would leave trees alone but only burn down, like, whatever type of wood. Fuck, I don't even know. Like, certain structures. And it's like, what? And I see these pictures. I'm like, oh, my God. Is it Photoshop?
So every time there's a forest fire, this happens?
No.
The ones in California are pretty bad like that.
Oh, yeah. But this is just this new bullshit conspiracy thing where it's like the trees are not burned in this photo, but all the houses are decimated, burned down. Like, what the fuck is this?
Jesus.
Like,
no, I hope that's not
true.
It has
to be fake. I just didn't really read into it.
Another bonus about living in New Brunswick. No one knows we're here.
Yeah, I know. We make jokes about that. Like, if they bomb anything, it's like, yeah.
No one knows we're here. I think that's why, we don't get involved as much because we're like, oh.
Well, why would you? You're just going to stick your nose into something and fucking make yourself noticed. Like, oh, them too.
you can talk to somebody about Ontario and they don't know where New Brunswick is. Like, are you guys doofies?
When we met Joe DeRosa at Gotham in New York a few years ago, like we said we're from Canada. He's like, oh, cool, where? New Brunswick, and I was about to say it's like just north of Maine. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, I think I know where that is. Like, I played Edmonton last year. And it's like, uh huh. Don't even like bother correcting him. Like, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, it's right next door.
Yeah, it's fine.
Earthquakes, mudslides, boys. Let's see, avalanches. Oh, sports. Here's your wheelhouse.
I'll just watch you.
Here's your wheelhouse. Let's see. The Astros won the World Series.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know you're an Astros fan, so you must have been happy.
I was.
This year.
It's funny. I gave up on them like 2 years ago.
Jose Altuve. Super Bowl. Let's see. Who won that? The Patriots. Good for them. In basketball, somebody won. Hockey. The Pens won. Yeah. Crosby got another cup.
Good. Was that three in a row? Two in a row.
Two in a row. Yeah, third, okay. Overall for third, old,
oh, right,
Sid.
Right. With, yeah, okay. Right.
I like Sid. He's, yeah. Again, I'm trying to sell a car to his. If anybody knows, yeah. Anyone wants to buy it, let me know. Mayweather and McGregor fight. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind
of. Really. I didn't care about that either. God, there was all this hype over this has got to be, it's got to be over. Like, it's this fighting and
I still
ridiculous.
I still, like, watch replays of the Ronda Rousey fight when she lost to, what's her name?
The other girl who beat her up.
Like, she knocked her teeth loose.
Oh, I kept seeing, like, the still images of where she's punching her in the face. Her face,
yeah,
looks
her
distorted.
Face is, it looks like a banana.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
But all this other stuff is, I mean, Mayweather, McGregor. So they both make $100 trillion to go in the ring and fight. Mayweather wins and what? Who cares?
I don't know. I got something to throw in for sports. Sports talk with Justin and the other guy.
I like that.
Hey, come on now. Sports. The big trade this weekend with the New York Yankees.
I just pictured Jason Sudeikis and Will Forte when they were on doing all the low-class women's sports on Saturday Night Live.
Women's curling.
Yeah, and all that. And they're doing the advertisements like,
brought to you by Vagisil.
Yeah. When you're when your poupon's got a crouton or whatever, use Vagisil. Wrestling, local wrestling, IHW. Yeah. So the finale, I didn't go. I didn't go to either finale, season finales
like
last year or this year.
Local touch.
Yeah. But they had cage matches. Like, they made a cage. It was like, it's like that fence wiring there. Not, you know, not
like the old cages.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had one built last year and they used it again this year. And the final the final match of the final show of the season was Titus, who has the title, versus Bergie. We always call him Bergie, vegan Marcus Burke. And am I wrong in saying that Marcus never had the fucking IHW title? I must be wrong, but I don't think so.
It seems to be it's always that guy with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, well, that's him. That's Titus. Who has it now. It's like his fourth time with the belt.
Okay.
Anyways, the title match in the cage, blah, blah, blah. And turns out that, I don't know if this is kayfabe or what, that the IHW boss didn't let Marcus win. No, you're not getting the belt. So, again, is this kayfabe or is this like whatever? They didn't
almost
let him win
like
the belt.
Almost like the Montreal thing with the Bret Hart
the
screw job? And Sean, the screw job?
Well, this is the opposite of that, but in maybe
the
same
Moncton
thought
screw
process.
Job?
Yeah. So he didn't get the belt, which I'm sure everybody thought he should get at this point, and he quit. He quit the IHW.
Oh, wow.
But he's already been wrestling all around the world, like Las Vegas. He won something in the States. I forget where, like I don't know. And he won a belt in South Africa. Yeah. He has three belts from other countries, I think, at this point. So he's like, whatever. And he's been going to Ontario a lot and, like, you know, around. So he's doing well. He just quit because, like, well, I'm not going to get a belt here. Fuck it. I got a belt from South Africa, rather. I got a belt from the States. I got a belt from Ontario. I'll keep doing that.
So who's the champ now?
Titus still has it.
Still has it.
Mr. Dreads, Mr. Almost Hammer Pants.
Yeah. I figured someone's got to come along with that
and the thing
this
was
promotion soon and kind of take that belt over.
Right. And one of the early matches this season I went with my kid. They were fighting. They had the big rivalry this year, Titus and Marcus. And Marcus involved his dad, who's a strapping dude. Like, this guy's no old man. Like, and he was, like, yelling at Titus from the ringside and stuff. And, like, Titus, like, blindsided him after, like, he knocked out Marcus and, like, dragged the dad into the ring and did the classic, like, folding chair around the neck and jumped off the top rope onto the chair. And the dad went into convulsions and stuff. And every wrestler, like, as soon as all the beat down was 1 second finished, everybody runs out at that point to like point at Titus, stop, stop, stop. And they finally got the dad out and dragged him out. Then they posted like on social media, they some pretty impressive bruises, like on his neck and his throat and his shoulders.
That's the kick I always get with that wrestling, seeing it live, is that you go, like, these guys go hardcore.
It's brutal.
And of the matches that I've seen or the events that I've seen, I'm like, someone's going to get really hurt.
I know, there's going to be an accident. Well, Chris Hicks, your country idol, he does like a terrible like parody of like Achy Breaky Heart or something, and he's a terrible country singer, and he's got no muscle tone. The best wife beater tan of all
like
time.
80s wrestler.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best. He's like a
like
chicken
Greg
shit.
Valentine.
He wrestles like Madison Miles, the girl, the best girl in the IHW, and like he always loses, and it's great. They have like a dress match. The loser has to wear bridesmaid dress at Marcus's wedding, and he lost. He had to wear a dress. Anyways, he quit. He had his second collapsed lung, and it's like, bummer. Oh, he was like the honky tonk man of our area.
That's right, Honky Tonk Man.
He was
zero.
A great heel, great, had the longest reigning Intercontinental champion, although he's a chicken shit in his character. Like, remember he'd like always get on his knees and beg for mercy?
Yes, he would.
Like a chicken shit move.
He didn't die, did he?
No, he's still, I saw him 2 years ago here. He was great. I was drunk, and I cut in front of the autograph line, I cut in front of a little girl, and he called me out. It was great.
Wayne Ferris.
Yes, yeah.
Wayne.
And he does some good shoot interviews on YouTube. Because he was never on contract with the WWF. He was always like not, like a month-to-month style contract. Yeah.
Even as a champ?
And he had, the belt like 17 months straight or some shit?
He had the Intercontinental belt for a long time.
Yeah. He was never a full,
like until, like,
full roster.
Bret Hart, I think, might be won it. Or
I don't remember.
Mr. Perfect or somebody.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
IHW.
But he's
when's the next event for IHW?
Well, it's done till May, April,
like
or May.
New season kind of starts.
Yeah,
good on them for still going. I mean,
oh,
it's been what, 10 years?
It's outgrown. Like, it was standing room only for like half the people at the Lions Center up on St. George.
They moved it from Riverview.
Yeah, well, it's there sometimes still, but like they go to the St. Oh my God, I keep saying St. George, the Mountain Road Lions Club, and like it's you have to go right after work to get in line to get a chair. Like, the last couple times we went, it was like we had to almost not sit together. It's fucked up, and the last.
Wow.
The last one I'm talking about, the cage match one, there was like a couple hundred people standing in the back. It's insane.
I would have loved to have seen the cage match.
And they're jumping off.
And
like
they have blood and everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're great.
They jump off like the roof of the fucking like concession stand or the steps that go to the second floor and all this shit. And they run. They chase each other through the crowd all the time. And they have like, you know, they razor cut themselves and shit. And
once
whatever.
I saw the guy doing like swan dives on a concrete floor, and I went,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're nuts. It's super
Holy
entertaining,
moly.
Man. Anyway.
Let's see what else. Flipboard.com. What did they send me? There was an eclipse. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Great.
I sent my kid an email on how to make a cereal box.
How to look at the
viewer.
Sun.
Yeah.
Why does anybody even want to look at this
I don't
thing?
Know. Just watch it on YouTube live
yes,
stream.
Like it's never been the 2017 has never been a better time to watch something, just stream it afterwards.
Uh-huh. Or
ever.
During.
Or during. Yeah, you can watch it live.
Yeah.
And people out there looking at the sun and looking at this. And
didn't Trump, there's a picture of him, like
oh yeah,
Melania and him are
sun.
On the balcony of the White House, and he had his glasses off, and he's staring right
yes.
at us.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that. What else had happened? Gaming. We don't care about games, do we?
No.
Yeah, celebrity. Prince Harry got married, or he's
okay.
getting married. Yay.
He married his cousin.
Kardashian something.
Don't care.
Notable deaths. Bah, 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 bah,
oh,
bah, bah, deaths of the week.
Do we have a stinger for that? We don't.
We don't. Here it goes.
Shit.
With this.
That's usually what we start with.
We do. But there's so many.
I know. Pop
there's
plus
so
minus
many.
Is going to be short today anyway, so this is fine.
Hugh Hefner died.
Yep.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Remember her?
Yep.
Jerry Lewis.
Yep.
Roger Ailes. I think
yep.
he was the Fox TV guy.
Yep.
Jesus.
Just waiting for you to get
Adam
that.
West, Batman.
Oh, yeah. I never liked him. I don't care. Everybody freaked out. I'm like, I get it, but it's like I never liked that old Batman. He was flabby and like it sucked. I hated those cartoon
terrible costumes.
Popping like the pow and the punch and the whatever.
The original James Bond.
Oh,
Sir Roger Moore.
Yeah.
And then of course we have the as far as music goes.
You're gonna make me cry here.
We had Tom Petty.
That ruined my fucking month. I was so bummed. I was at the skate park with my kid in Sackville, and we were out there for a couple hours. I was fucking around with him and stuff. He had a scooter or skateboard. I can't remember whatever it was. And I left my phone in the car. I didn't want to be like a jerk checking his phone every 5 seconds. You know,
dad at the skate park checking his phone while his kid's like killing themselves at
the
skate park.
So I went in to check real quick, and like that hour he had died. Or the news had come out.
Remember,
or whatever,
it was like is he dead? Is he not dead?
Yeah,
he had a heart attack.
Because there was a lot of reports saying like it's not been confirmed. Like the police report, whatever, blah blah blah, whatever. Anyways, like he was found unresponsive and like likely brain dead because it had been too long. If they had found him, like if he had had his heart attack around people, he might have been
how
okay. He was only what, 66?
He wasn't very old. No, yeah. 60s.
It killed me. You know what's funny? Look at this shit. I'm not even kidding. 1 month before he died. Look what I did.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers mug.
Yeah, but look inside.
What's it saying?
So I can see.
It's cracked.
I dropped it and broke it. Like a month before
a
he
month
died.
Before.
And that's my favorite mug.
Well.
Oh, I thought you were going to show me a leg tattoo of Tom Petty.
I have a check out this leg tattoo of the Heartbreakers. Tom, you know what? It's one of those things you see, and I was, you know, you're disappointed, and you kind of, I'm again like everything else in life that I'm not. I was like Tom Petty. I was like,
He was always a go-to. Like if I couldn't think of something to listen to,
you
like in the basement,
Petty.
I had like
and
a
that's
few
what,
tapes.
I think there's something wrong with me because I just was like, I never liked anything he did. Really,
It depends on where you were when you first heard him. Like I remember I was in canoe camp or some shit when I was a kid. And we were driving the canoes with the trailer to Kushmaguak or something like that from Rexton. And I was in like the cool guy's car, like one of the cool instructor's cars. I was like, what, 10 or 9? I don't know. And it was on, I don't know, C-103 back then, was it even? I don't know. It was
Rock
a long time
103.
Ago. Yeah. And they played like the three in a row thing.
Okay.
And it was Tom Petty. And I was like, oh, like I knew the songs from like just hearing them, but like three in a row, like when you're stuck in a car, like, oh, yeah. And like in a good mood for like summertime canoeing, it just hit me. I'm like, this guy's awesome.
Summertime canoeing and Tom Petty
right.
Go hand in hand.
Yeah. So whenever I can't think of something to listen to, like at work, nobody's going to complain about Tom Petty. I'll put that on.
It's true. I get it. Like if someone's playing Tom Petty, I think I'm just non-partial to Tom Petty.
Right.
I don't love it and I don't hate it.
Right.
And I mean, I don't want to see the guy die, of course.
And one of the most insane discoveries I made for Tom Petty for me was I was listening to the shit of his that I didn't know very well after he died because I was like, oh my God, there's like so many records and there's like six or seven that I barely know. So he only has 3 solo records, but like 14 Heartbreakers records, right? So okay. His last solo record was like 2006. And it was there's a rocket on the cover. I can't remember what it's called. But I was listening to that and I'm like, oh, the first song sounds kind of like LaGrange by ZZ Top, but like more country and laid back. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Then the drums kick in kind of in a similar way. I'm like, God damn it. Which drummer was it? Like, was it Steve Froney? Was it fucking, you know, was it fucking Ringo? Like, who was it? And I checked the credits. Tom Petty. Tom Petty played drums on that record,
and
it kicked ass. I flipped out. I was beside myself for like the whole day.
And this was after he died.
Yeah. This was like a week after he died. I was
full emotional.
I was freaking out. It was cool as hell, man. He played drums. He played everything on the record except for like, well, Jeff Lynne played some guitar.
Yep.
And some keyboards. I think
I like Jeff
Tom Lynn. Played all the other keyboards bass and guitar and drums.
So how do you feel about Chris Cornell?
Oh, that killed me.
Another bummer?
Yeah, super bummer. You?
Again, I was, I like Soundgarden. I was never big into Soundgarden. And I always found, here's what I didn't like about Soundgarden. I didn't like when people covered Soundgarden and tried to, like, I found after Chris Cornell, who's an amazing singer, everybody who would try to cover that kind of musical singing style, like, people tried to do it so often.
Yeah.
And never...
There was a few that got imitated, like him and like...
Yeah, and they never really even came close, and I thought, ugh. But
like Mark Lanegan or Mark Arm, like that guttural singing, like the whiskey voice. Kurt Cobain had that a little bit. And then Eddie Vedder, when he came out, everybody tried to copy him, like Scott. The Jarl. Who's the guy from Stunt Double Pilots, the other dead guy? I almost said Scott Stapp, but
Scott
he's another Weiland. One.
Weiland.
Weiland? How do you say it?
Weiland?
I don't know.
Scott Weiland?
Weiland sounds better.
Anyways,
yeah, Cornell, I was not a fan of everything they've ever done, but I was a huge
Soundgarden
fan.
I love Soundgarden.
I love
Soundgarden.
But when
it happened, I was kind of like, oh, okay. He always just didn't seem all, like, he didn't, I guess, it seemed... When I heard like kind of the whole story that came out afterwards, I was like, yeah. He seemed very dark and always in a bad place.
Like, he was on Mark Maron's podcast as well, like 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
He's never seemed
like that.
Happy.
No,
which maybe he wasn't.
Lately, he was. Like, he had finally fucking figured out how to be happier.
Yeah,
he had a new wife, and like everything was going well. And in his interview, he was talking about like his young life and stuff. Like, he had a good childhood, apparently. Like, he was the youngest of a bunch of brothers or whatever. They're all musical. They all had like, you know, tons of like guitars laying around and records or whatever. And like, he had a good upbringing that way, like a good education musically. And it turns out he had like, what, like a 5.5 octave range or some shit, or 4.5, which is crazy for a man.
Yeah.
And he was, classic thing is a lot of popular singers used to start out as drummers. Like, Kurt Cobain was a drummer first. Mm-hmm. Chris Cornell was a drummer first. Shit like that, right? So it's like, wow, we're a really interesting trajectory. And then it turns out that like he had a real knack for like figuring out how good songwriting happens. And like, but his version of it was like came from punk and went to prog, but then he kind of added some pop elements to it. So it's like, what the fuck? Because Soundgarden had some weird time signatures, but
super
really
weird.
hooky.
Like, nobody
choruses.
Covers a Soundgarden song.
Nah,
like, don't
shouldn't.
Bother.
Yeah,
because you're gonna.
But then he was a crazy alcoholic too. Some
he
weed,
was.
But he quit. He quit drugs young, I guess. But like, he kept drinking all his.
I just
life.
Never seen a picture of the guy smile. So when it happened, I was
he
like,
he was a dour man, I think. Yeah, for most
he
of his
was
life,
super bummer, downer guy.
Yeah, and like, he had a lot of tragedy in his life when he wrote the Temple of the Dog record, almost like alone, I think, after Andrew Wood died, because they were roommates. Andrew Wood was the singer of. I didn't even like them. They were oh, for fuck's sake, the glam grunge band before grunge exploded. Andrew Wood. Oh my God, I'm gonna get yelled at. No. They were glam. A couple of guys from Pearl Jam were in it. Mother Love Bone.
Oh, Mother Love Bone. Yes,
they were roommates. Him and Chris Cornell. And when he died, he wrote the
Touch
Temple
Me,
of the
I'm
Dog.
Sick.
No, that's Mudhoney.
Okay, close.
Oh boy,
close.
Yeah. So just to say, like, I remember when Temple of the Dog came out, like the sticker on the covers of the cassette said featuring members of Soundgarden and Pearl Jam and whatever, and I'm like, oh my God, I thought it would be grungy. Because it was released, it was a re-release, because it never caught on when it was put out, because none of those bands were popular yet. Mm-hmm. So when they all got popular, they re-released Temple of the Dog. And I was like, oh, this is like a bummer record. I didn't know who Andrew Wood was then. So it's all written, sad songs written about his dead friend.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, who died of an overdose, of course.
Everybody did then.
Yeah.
That was a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
enough with the downer bummer talk. Let's get to the good stuff of 2017, and let's talk about some pop plus minus.
I don't have a whole lot. What do you got?
Listen.
Oh God.
Okay. I'm gonna preface it with, as far as movies goes, I don't care. I haven't seen anything. They're all garbage. Music wasn't. This wasn't the greatest year. There was a lot of good individual stuff, but I like. I'm still an album guy.
You,
I like albums.
You do keep up with it. I'm out of the loop big time.
I try to keep up, but it's very like it has been the last few years. Very singles oriented kind of stuff. It's very rare that you get a good front to back album anymore. And I probably would have to go. I'm just going to pick probably the best album of the year. Okay.
Okay.
I want to go with, let's see, I almost, Kendrick Lamar, I don't know if you know, if you're familiar with Kendrick
I know
Lamar.
Who.
He's a rapper from Compton, and but he's kind of like 25 steps above any other rapper out there, and his album Damn was incredible, and I know that's everyone's number one. If you go to any of the stupid sites online,
right.
That's going to be the number one album.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to have, I'll just go out on a limb, and I'm going to have to go with, not the Foo Fighters album, or Foo Fighters, sorry. I know you don't like the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I don't care.
I think Spoon's album, sorry, I'm scrolling through tunes here.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I want Spoon's album? Maybe
was that album not like more poppy, like they're trying to get a couple of more hits out there? Am I wrong? Spoon?
You're not wrong.
Good.
I'm trying to think of the name of the friggin' album.
It's called Spoon Six. The Spooning.
Is it's not Hot Thoughts? I don't even know what it's called.
Hot toddies. Hot thoughts?
Hot thoughts was
hot tots. Gross.
Hot tots. Hey. Hot fresh pots. God, I should have been. If I would have prepared more, I might have had put some serious thought into this. But I think Spoon's album, yeah, it is Hot Thoughts. For a band that's been as long around as long as they have been, mm-hmm. I think, and you know, put out the catalog. Mm-hmm. They have that Spoon is kind of they've grown well. Mm-hmm. That you listen to the album, you're not bored by it. They're not doing samey stuff. They're not doing something that sounds like everybody else. Like you listen to a Spoon album, and it sounds like Spoon.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's like you're like, wow, this Bert Daniels guy and his crew are pretty fantastic. So I think I might have to do Spoon.
Cool.
As the album of the year.
That's a good one, man.
I mean, Queens of Stone Age had a great album this year.
Honestly, I can't tell them apart anymore.
I know that's the downside about Queens of Stone Age is that again they've fallen along that category of samey.
Yeah, a little bit. I find weird when they get the fucking drummer from Mars Volta. How can they sound samey? He's one of the nuttiest drummers out there.
I don't know if Josh Homme is just taking too much control.
I think so.
And instead of saying, hey, guys, we're five guys, let's make a great album, he's like, here's all my songs, let's do it exactly how I want.
Did you ever see the behind-the-scenes footage of when they were recording songs for The Deaf? He was trying to beat down Dave Grohl for, the drum parts. Like, don't play it too fancy. Just play it more robotic. And, Dave's like, yeah, no problem.
Well, that's what
next
I
shot,
find,
you see Dave going crazy. Like, oh, well,
that's what
fuck
I
Josh.
Find that the robotic side of Queens of the Stone Age is missing. That oh. I love
right.
from Queens of the Stone Age to Songs for the Deaf, Rated R,
yeah,
and up until
one with all the clocks on it, Time Out of Time,
up until
the Queens
last,
of the Stones.
Well, the last few albums that they have that robotic kind of where the guitar is actually the percussion,
right? Yeah,
which
yeah,
I
yeah,
miss
right.
So
the drums are mixed in a flat, weird way where it's not very bombastic rock.
It just sounds like these guys are amazing and they're not really utilizing everybody to what they could probably be doing.
That's
actually,
what I mean.
Curtis Harding. Oh, boy. What do I do? Spoon or Curtis Harding? Curtis Harding had an unbelievable.
Who?
Curtis Harding. He's like a R&B kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm white. I don't know what you're talking about.
Unfortunately.
Everybody who didn't know, Justin's not really white.
No, I'm not. Deep down inside.
He puts on sunscreen twice a day, every day of the year.
Every day, even in the winter. Spoon or Curtis Harding? Actually, I'm switching it. Curtis Harding.
All right, I like it.
Curtis Harding's album. I'm gonna stick with that. Album of the year.
Okay, that sounds good.
Done. Every other album was shite.
I can't believe you actually let me say that in a better way,
including Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher's.
Oh
album.
Yeah. Oh,
actually,
really?
Noel had a really good album.
I heard that Noel's was good.
It is. He's a great
and he has
songwriter.
A scissors player.
He does have someone play the scissors.
That's amazing. And I think he only did that just to fuck with Liam.
He does. Yeah,
that's
great.
They're
fighting is
like Liam's almost off the deep end at this point, isn't he? He's saying some wacky shit.
He is, and his album's garbage. It's not even great.
I wouldn't even give it the time. Noel, no problem. Liam, fuck
Noel
off.
is you could tell.
Noel was the Oasis.
He was.
I don't know why they even bothered having the other fucking
Liam in the band. I'm just Bonehead. Bonehead was Oasis.
Yeah, that's true.
He's my favorite. So, anyways,
right?
Let's
yeah.
Go with Curtis
what I was gonna say before was, I'm glad you still do your. What do you call it? Your monthly.
I just have 10 songs.
Yeah.
That I like that are.
No,
great
but
songs.
You still do that. It's great. And I swear to God, half the time when I see them, I don't have any extra minutes to fucking
nobody
you know,
does and that's why I compress it,
but also half the time it's like thank God there's something for me to check out and I'm like okay cool I like that this one not as much this one's great.
Well, see, it kind of started from going online and all there's so many online regurgitations
right.
of Pitchfork that you can
oh
go through
God.
which is they recommend the worst music.
I know
there's an album of the year that they have in their top 20 and it's on a lot of these lists, not just Pitchfork, and I can't even think of the name. I want to think
what genre.
That's not even a genre.
Oh.
It's almost like you put a tape recorder in the woods and hit record for 2 hours. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding, and people are like, this album is so great. And I don't, maybe again, maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't get it.
I don't know.
So anyways, what started is that reading these you know, music blogs, I thought, you know what, let's cut the bullshit out. And of course, being a part of Reddit, because it started with Reddit, I was throwing these lists up on Reddit, and it was getting some comments and some hits.
Okay,
people were like, hey, this isn't bad.
Right,
you kind of broken down all the shit that people think they have to like because have to like Bjork's album because it's Bjork, of course. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. How about you listen to Curtis Harding or Spoon or somebody?
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, I can't listen to Spoon anymore because they're past their
right.
Or Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters are now in that.
Oh God!
In that vortex of, they've been around too long and their albums suck and their Dave Grohl's the same. Stop. So what do you want? I listen to the Foo Fighters record and I go, you know what? That's a Foo Fighters record.
Yeah. At least there's a big rock band that's not like really, really shitty. Like,
well, yeah, but what do you want him to do?
Well, yeah, exactly.
He's making great music that maybe you don't like.
I wish I remember which journalist said this. Like, whenever Dave Grohl puts pen to paper, 200 people have a job. You know what
Easy.
I mean? Easy. It's crazy. Like, you know, if he takes a year off, like, people are scrambling. Holy shit, I got a fucking tech for somebody else. I got to fucking whatever.
That's right.
So it's like, at least that too. He's an industry. And he doesn't put out garbage. He puts out some okay shit and some bad shit.
Everything's not going to be Color in the Shape. Everything's not going to be the first record. And that's what the Metallicas and the Rolling Stones and these bands who've been around forever, that's what you get to the point where you hit the wall where people are going to start just turning on you.
Of course.
And Foo Fighters, unfortunately, for the last two records have been that way.
Yeah. And those are actually two records that I like better than the previous four.
They're good records. What did like I say?
Not Sonic Highway, sorry, but the one before that, Wasting Light, and this new one, I like better.
It's better than look at the top five albums from any of these online blogs and try to listen to them. They're terrible.
Yeah,
they're all terrible.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know
that's the only reason I thought, you know what, somebody's got to say something.
Good.
I'll do it.
Good. See, Justin air quotes asshole Delaney. He doesn't mind shooting. Straight.
I'm a straight shooter.
Yep.
You know what? If you got garbage music, I'll tell you. Locally,
don't review our record.
Internet. Don't re- Guess what? Sucks. More bass.
Anyway. Cool.
So what do you got? What do you got?
I'll do three things.
What do you got cooking over there?
I'll make it quick. I like I said, I've fallen off music so hard. I just don't have time.
Nobody does.
No. So I've always been a big podcast guy. And then even that was taking a nosedive. So I was trying to find something that I like, kind of knew that would freshen me to podcast. So I mentioned before, Joe DeRosa, one of my favorite comics of all time. We saw him in New York a couple years ago. I met him. He was a really nice guy. He's done a few podcasts, but he's finally kind of hit on something with his friend Pat Walsh. Pat Walsh was a writer on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He was a writer on Saturday Night Live also before that, I think, and he's doing his own new show now. Super funny guy. He's actually funnier than the comedian on the podcast, and they mostly review like horror movies, sci-fi stuff maybe or whatever, but the banter, other than the review of the movie, is what hooks people into this thing. It's awesome. It's called We'll See You in Hell, and it's, I think, their third season of doing it. Super funny. I can listen to one three times in a row and not be bored. Like,
oh,
just
really?
To fill time when I'm, like, you know, working hard or whatever. Like, I need something to, like, put in my ears so I'm not, like, distracted. I can listen to the same one three times in a row. It's fine. And lately they've had this thing where, like, it was an accidental segment. I don't know if he was gifted this or bought this, but Joe DeRosa has the full six or seven seasons of Perfect Strangers. And he's like, fuck it, I'm going to watch it. I got nothing going on. So he's been watching that and then talking about it
one
for
the
last
greatest
like five, six
of
episodes
history.
Of their podcast. It's so fucking funny. They call it P.S. I Love You, Perfect Strangers, I Love You. And how fucking off the rails it's gone up to season six where he's at now. Like, just the craziest schemes where, like, you know, he's convinced that Larry is beating Balky. Because every time he, like, gets mad at Balky, Balky runs from the room holding his head. Shit like that. And, like, the schemes are insane. So it's, like, a really funny podcast. So... We'll See You in Hell, Joe DeRosa, Pat Walsh. If you like horror movies, and comedians, it's super funny.
Noted.
Interesting. Yeah. And because of them, the only musical thing I'm going to touch on, like music, not even fucking on planet music at all lately. So they were talking about how John Carpenter, the great John Carpenter, does his own music for his movies, right? I think Halloween was the first score he did that like actually like had like, you know, mass appeal or whatever, because like it was a runaway, unobvious hit for a horror movie. Anyways, he put out, this is maybe last year, John Carpenter put out Lost Themes. So it's all this music that he wrote that never got used for any of his movies. And the first thing you think of is, did you watch Stranger Things?
No.
Okay. So everybody's like blown away by the show, how great it brings back the 80s and stuff or whatever. If you take all the 80s shit out of it, it's a very run-of-the-mill, thrillery show with kids. Like, they're trying to be Goonies. They're trying to be E.T. They're trying to be all that shit,
right? Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, sure. But 80s style. So, okay. And, of course, everybody marvels at the score and the intro theme music and stuff with that Stephen King font and that old school kind of like flicker of film grain and stuff. And the music is very 80s horror, but that not that scary music, the creepy kind of low-key music. And I remember when we watched season one, it's like, that's fucking John Carpenter ripoffs. So I've been listening to the John Carpenter theme, Lost Themes 1 and 2, and then he actually has like a best of his theme horror movie themes like Halloween and fucking They Live and everything.
It's like an album of just his scores?
Yeah, his scores. And like it's all mostly keyboard based with a couple of electric guitars, that classic like guitar solo over a keyboard thing like from the 80s and stuff. And some real drums, some not real drums. But it's really well-crafted music for its purpose. So I've been listening to that while I work. It's perfect. It makes you kind of like, kind of forget about everything else except like focus on your work. So that's been great.
So you weren't listening to Kendrick Lamar at work?
I wasn't yet. No, no. I'll check it out later. So that's my music part of Pop Plus Minus. Last thing I'm going to talk about is a movie, documentary. I expect eye rolls.
Docu.
Yeah, I expect eye rolls. And from you, I could either say especially or possibly. I'm not even sure yet. But I've been waiting for this documentary for a couple of years. And I only noticed like the last couple of weeks that it's like available or out. But even when you go to IMDb, it doesn't say the release date. It just says 2017. I'm like, what the fuck? So I went to iTunes, like, oh, you can buy it. Cool. And it was late at night. I had a couple brews. And I went to buy it, but my Apple ID was not updated with my new credit card information. So I was like, oh, I don't feel like doing this now. And I forgot about it until the next day. I get home. Steph's like, hey, there's something on Netflix I think you might like. It's about Bigfoot. I'm like, oh, really? And I didn't expect her to say the one I was, like, thinking of. And she's like, yeah, something Bigfoot. I'm like, Discovering Bigfoot? She's like, yes. I'm like, oh, my God. So this is Todd Standing, the guy that directed it, has been out in the field for 10 years plus, not chasing Bigfoot, trying to find evidence of Bigfoot or whatever. He's a skeptic that got brought out.
Like the real Sasquatch.
Yeah, and he's Canadian, and he's in the Pacific Northwest. That's the States, but like he's in Vancouver. He's in British Columbia mostly, in the mountains and stuff. And what started it all was he was brought out over 10 years ago by two people, a forest ranger and a fireman, because they had seen something. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. And they got this guy, Todd Standing, who's a big dude, an outdoorsman, and a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker at the time. And they're like, can you come with us just in case we see something? He's like, yeah, fuck that. He's a skeptic, or didn't believe in Bigfoot at the time. Like, no. And they saw shit, apparently. And there's video footage of it. I'd seen this years ago. So thing was, it got snowballing and stuff. And he was on Survivor Man, the Bigfoot specials. So okay. Survivor Man did two seasons of Bigfoot stuff. And it... I don't know if it like did, if it's like kind of pushed down, like, I don't pay attention to this stuff. Like, because it seems somehow, according to Todd Standing, that there are certain people that don't want people to think about Bigfoot too much.
Why do we not want to know if Bigfoot's real? That's what I don't know.
Like,
he seems fairly harmless.
But here's the thing.
Like, Bigfoot hasn't shot up a country concert, killed 57
right.
people.
Exactly.
Like, what's the big deal?
They stay as far away from us as they can, right?
Yeah.
So I was saying about eye rolls before, like, I'm sure people think it's ridiculous, it's all hoax and stuff, and this Todd Standing guy's been called like the best hoaxer or the worst hoaxer or whatever in the last like however many years. So he was on Survivor Man and that was like pretty interesting, but I think it's his attitude. He's kind of like he's too pushy and a little bit annoying, so people like don't like him.
But kind of with Jesse Ventura ish
in a way, I guess. Yeah, I could see some similarities there. But this documentary is like insane. He brought Dr. Jeff Meldrum and Dr. Jeff Bindernagel. Sorry, I said that wrong. John Bindernagel and Jeff Meldrum. It's a lot of fucking info to talk about right now. But the documentary is really interesting.
Is it long?
No. It's okay. It's a shade under 2 hours.
Okay.
But it's interesting because like he has a lot of footage that like I'm sure some people will say that's fake, this is fake, that's fake. And I could totally understand why they think it is. I'm not saying it's real, but it's like, wow, that looks way better than Patty, the Roger Patterson film from 1967 in California.
Were the one that like, caught him walking?
Yeah. This is like close-ups of, they're called day watchers. I'm going to sound like such a nerd. They're nocturnal animals, Sasquatch are. they always have one or two in the tribe or whatever that stay up all day and look out for stuff while the rest of them sleep. And that's the ones that Buddy's catching on film. And they're like peeking around trees and stuff. And it's like, you can hear, oops. Oh my God. I'll try to edit that out. The footage he gets is like, he has really good cameras nowadays, you know, like it's like 50 times zoom, high definition cameras, and he can zoom in and see, like, and they're blinking and shit, and there's flies flying around their faces, and like they're just like halfway looking around a tree. You can see them kind of like wobbling a bit, trying to be as still as possible, watching this guy. Like, is this guy gonna fucking come attack
us? No one ever thought about like satellite,
yes,
drone,
yes, heat, it's all addressed map in the movie. It's way harder than you think, okay, because of people think we've colonized everything. There is so much unexplored territory just on this continent that people don't really grasp. It's like how big you think the universe is. Mm. You can't grasp it. Think about how much fucking wooded area, mountainous area there is around here. It's mind-boggling. Like, there's not a lot that we've seen, that we've explored, rather. Sorry. There's way more unexplored territory than you think there is.
Yes.
That's what I should say. People think there's roads everywhere. No. Like, in this documentary, he's going to places that are normally 150 miles away from a trail.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? He's getting, I don't know how he gets there. He doesn't say. It's kind of a secret. He doesn't want people flooding the area and fucking it up, because he's been researching. You can habituate yourself into this area, and then they will not, like, try to hide themselves as intensely. So he's getting footage of them.
I like it.
Yeah, it's
look,
really
I'm
interesting.
I'm all for Bigfoot.
And like I say,
Sasquatch.
Like I say, I hate when people say that too. I didn't mean like to say that. Say. I don't believe in Bigfoot.
I say that a lot.
I love the idea of Bigfoot. Does that make sense?
It just seems to be such a non-issue now in this day and age. That yeah. Is this your Bigfoot finder's kit?
No, it was a coincidence. I just made Bigfoot stickers from work because I was testing out the printer's cutter. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can make Bigfoot stickers for my car like an idiot. I don't know.
You have Bigfoot stickers
yeah,
for your car?
I know. It's stupid.
You do, too.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. Probably nothing.
Can I have one?
Yeah, if you want.
We'll start a thing.
And so, yeah. So, I don't believe in Bigfoot. I just love the idea of Bigfoot. And if they find one, great. Awesome. Well, I mean, they did in this movie.
What about the monster truck from the 80s called Bigfoot?
I didn't like it because it was a Ford and I was a Chevy kid.
What about Bigfoot from the Howard Stern show? It is. No, nothing?
Oh, my God. Refresh my memory more.
He's just one of the whack pack.
Okay,
they call him Bigfoot because he's a big idiot who lives
right. Yeah, I just couldn't remember him for a
in
second.
Vermont.
Yeah, that's fine.
I live in Vermont. It is.
No.
Wow.
But it's a creature that could exist given how much square footage mileage there is that's undiscovered
I
and
think
the
so.
Amount of food sources. Like they're omnivores, like bears. Like they can eat deer, they can eat berries, they can eat mushrooms, they can eat apples, they can eat whatever. They can eat dead shit. Doesn't matter. So they could totally survive.
I'm with you on the Bigfoot. I'm with you on the
Discovering
Bigfoot.
Discovering Bigfoot by Todd Standing.
Maybe next year we'll look into Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, and we'll tell you. We'll get y'all. But
I think they totally scanned the Loch Ness, and it's like there's nothing there, like with radar and sonar or whatever.
Don't tell me that.
Well, maybe they didn't do a good job. All right, we're done.
We're that's it.
We got to pick two songs.
Let's wrap it. We're being shown the wrap-up signal here from their producer.
Yeah. Sorry,
and,
producer. You are underpaid, sir.
I'm gonna go with Curtis Harding. It's Face Your Fear was the name of the record.
Great.
The album of the year. Best record of the year. And let's go with Till the End.
Great.
It's a great song.
Cool.
Enjoy it, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and we'll see you in...
Can I say one?
365 days. Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I cut off your beautiful outro.
No, I got more where this came from.
Okay.
This is a Bigfoot. This is an album from the 60s from Bigfoot and the Biggies. It's a song called Hiding from Humans.
I'm going to pick a John Carpenter one from the
Ringo
Lost
Star
Themes.
On drums.
What's that? Yeah, of course. Come on. You have to have them. I'm going to pick a John Carpenter Lost Themes 2 song. I can't remember. It's number 3, I think, or number 4. I don't remember quite right now. I don't want to waste time looking it up on my phone, so I'll just throw it on. Whatever
Done.
It's called. It's called
Done.
Star Child or some shit.
Countdown's on 365 days from now.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back.
Yep.
Hopefully no one does sex stuff with people.
And no one
Trump's
else dies.
Not there.
Yep.
See, I was pissed at you.
I was mad too.
Now here's what I'm gonna do. that we share.
You better remember everything that we did together.
If we can work it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, there is no doubt.
You know I'm passing down.
That we can be together still till the end. Cause you're my best friend till the end, till the end, till the end, till the end. I'll be on my way.
Wait a minute, where the fuck you going?
But I'll be back someday.
Okay.
To pick up the pieces, baby, that we made. To let it steal our peace of mind. I know our debt to love has been paid.
I paid that bill.